Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. That's right. Cliffy's back. Cliff is an attorney, and we love him anyway. He specializes in legal and tax issues for people just like you and me, small business owners. And he really specializes in the online world. He's the author of the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Guide, also the eBay Business Answer Book. And he's here to talk to us about something that's really important. Tim, Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. Okay, so social media is, yep. as I told people 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it is a craze, but it's not a fad. It is a craze, but it's not going to go away. We're gonna have it. One of these days, it hasn't gotten there yet, but one of these days it's going to be to the point where we don't really talk about it. We just do it. It'll be part of everything we do, our world, our life, and our business. We won't have a social media strategy. We'll just have a marketing strategy, and social media will be part of that. But in the meantime, we're still learning how to deal with it. And some of the issues that we have to learn about are legal issues of social media.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, look, Facebook now is the third largest country on earth, right after China and India. And all I can say is, thank goodness those suckers don't have an army, because
no
if they
kidding.
Did, we'd be in big trouble.
That's
I
right.
tell you.
so what
but,
are
but
some of the
social media
things?
Is a part of everybody's lives, and it's like all new technology innovations. There's good and there's bad with it. The good thing is, we now, all of us, Jim, have a platform to broadcast to the world who we are and what we think, and we can be our own superstar. We can be the star of our own little show. And that's what social mm-hmm. media is at the end of the day is all about. We can go on there. We can create a community. We can create a fan base.
Get our own little 15 minutes of fame, right?
That's exactly right, what Andy Warhol said. Absolutely. We can do all this stuff, and it's great. I think it's wonderful. I mean, I think it's, you know, 10 years ago we were worried about, you know, the Internet killing off communities because mm-hmm. it was so lonely and solitary. Well, social media just blew the roof off of that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, communities are very much alive and well, Jim. It's just that they're online. They're not brick and mortar.
That's right.
A lot of people are waking up and finding out they got more in common with someone in Cameroon in Africa mm-hmm. than they do the person, you know, next door to them on their street.
Right.
And this is what social media is done, but it's come at a very high price. When people are bleeding their souls and putting their lives online, you can bet there's going to be a lot of trouble down the road. And in my mind, Jim, the big battle for the next 10 years is going to be the battle between our desire to be everywhere all at once online and the desire for privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Because those two things are fundamentally in conflict. The privacy wars in this country are just beginning, and we're just beginning to understand as lawyers how some of this is going to pan out. There aren't a whole lot of cases out there, but the cases that are out there are starting to tell a real interesting story about when you can expect privacy online and when you can't. So let's talk for a minute about dumb things you can do to get in trouble on social media. You know, there's some famous cases. Here's my favorite one. This one came out of Ohio earlier this year. A guy, let's call him Joe, was applying to Social Security for full-time disability. He said he was injured in a work-related accident. He was claiming unclaimed disability.
Mm-hmm.
And during his hearing, the officer pulled out some photos from his Facebook page showing him, after the accident, riding an all-terrain vehicle
right.
through the Mojave Desert and lifting his girlfriend up over his head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those two things didn't really help his claim that he was full-time, permanently disabled, could never work again. That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Another favorite, this case came out of California. A girl was involved in a drunken driving accident and actually ended up getting 2 years in prison because it showed her partying. She posted some videos to YouTube showing her partying and getting drunk, you know, 3 days after this accident in which her best friend was killed.
Right.
So lesson number
What are they thinking?
You know, whenever I'm having a bad day and I'm thinking, you know, I'm not the lawyer I could be, I'm not the smart guy I should be, I read some of these cases and
right.
boy, I feel a lot better about
myself.
You feel
like a genius, right?
Really?
But I mean, how stupid do you have to be so folks, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, for you and me to discuss the privacy issue when we got the government snooping around, but it's something else when people just lay their life out there and expose, you know, basically all their dirty laundry. I mean, I don't understand that kind of, that's a level of narcissism that's out of control, and I frankly, that's the part I don't understand. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about what your employees can do online, especially in social media, to get themselves, but maybe even you and your business, in trouble. Right back with Cliff Endicott. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.